welcome to Jam with Alice. I am your host, Alice Boswell, and thanks for joining me on my very first live show. I am so excited and grateful to have you here with me. All right, I am so happy. Before we get started, though, let's get some housekeeping out of the way. Since I'm streaming live on multiple platforms, and it may drag a little bit, but we're going to see how it works. We may go with something else. Make sure you follow and subscribe to the platform that you're watching. All right, so if it's YouTube, Facebook, go ahead, subscribe, like, go over to Jam for Alice, Jam with Alice on Facebook, and on YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe and hit that notification bell so you'll know when I upload a new video. Yes. You know the show is live, so it's going to be a little bit different when I do edit the show out. So you're getting all the raw right now. And then you're not going to get the raw when I upload, because I'm going to redo it and upload and make sure. On Facebook, join my group, which is Jam with Alice Facebook group. And come and tell me about what's going on in your city or town. I would love to hear it. Some good news, and we all can use some good news about right now. If it's some bad news, go ahead and send that over to me too. But join the Facebook group, put it in there. And if I use your story or I use your idea on the show, you get a $10 gift card just for participating that way. How about that? Okay. So I'll list the information in the description below, and you would definitely be wanting to do that. All right. Okay, so here we go. You know, the last show, well, I just said that, so let's go down to, tonight, I am so excited. You ladies have, you know, people, you have no idea, okay? Tonight, my guests are buzzing cousins. These Chicago divas have teamed up to give you actual talk show. Okay, it's a podcast, but it's a talk show, and they're giving you without all the fluff. Really, and I have listened to two of the shows already. All right, Chrissy Johnson, one of the execs of Chicago's very own B-Side Studios and Chicago's very own comedian T Bizzle, gives you the real talk on many, many topics. Okay, and they're not afraid and they're scared to bring whatever up. Believe me, if you saw the first show, you'll understand what I was talking about.
Absolutely. Word, Ralph. That's all we got to say.
Ralph is the color of her background back there. So
don't say his name too many times. He'd be trying to come or what? Leave him alone.
That's one of the shows. Last night's show was one of the topics about one of the topics that I heard was about eating disorder, and Chrissy and T Bills will discuss their own issues with this disease, which I can definitely relate to as well, and I think a lot of us can relate to, because you don't understand eating disorder. It's a terrible disease, and most people don't think it's real, but it is. It really is real. If people say just stop eating, no, you really can't, because if you got things going on in your mind and your brain, mm-hmm. and it just doesn't work, right? And of course, we'll be discussing tonight's current and entertainment news. All right, so I just got to say this part. Let's get the intro out of the way so we can just get started. Okay. Okay. All right. So we're going to start with current news. All right. Parliamentarian. Do you know what that means? Parliamentarian. Okay.
Yes.
Y'all know I'm looking down, so I'm going to be reading, but I'm going to tell you what it means. A person who is an expert in the formal rules of procedure and deliberative assemblies and other formal organizations. We like, well, Alice, what actually does that mean? That means the Senate parliamentarian referee a minimum wage debate. All right. So this is about the debate of bringing it up to $15 an hour. Right. Which it frustrates me that. OK, let me just finish. OK. Elizabeth McDonald advises lawmakers on which provisions qualify under legislative procedure used for Biden's COVID-19 package. Okay. She is the sixth person and the first woman to hold the title of chief Senate parliamentarian. Her job includes acting as a nonpartisan referee in deciding whether certain provisions can be included in bills that lawmakers are trying to pass under the special process tied to the budget known as reconciliation. On Thursday, Mitch McDowell delivered her first official guidance on whether the Democrats can include an increase in the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour with their $1.9 trillion corona relief bill. That, as everyone knows, Biden has been trying to do this, especially since he got into office in January, right? He's been trying to get this bill passed, and he really want everyone to come together on this, but the Republicans is just not participating. But they got a blow because to the Democrats, because she found that the COVID-19 aid bill couldn't include the minimum wage, okay, provision, and still comply with the reconciliation rules. All right. Reconciliation, so you'll know, is designed to help the lawmakers pass legislation tied to the budget quickly with just 51 votes rather than the 60 required most bills to advance. This enables the Democrats to pass the COVID-19 aid bill without any GOP votes. So as long as they don't lose any Democrats, meaning all Democrats have to stick together on this. But due to the parliamentary's ruling, the aid bill won't include the minimum wage provision. So if you was on Twitter, you probably saw Bernie. He laid into it because he just don't understand this. And I don't understand it either as well about not wanting to increase the minimum federal minimum wage. Now, this is what I'm going to say on the subject, and we're going to leave it as that. The federal minimum wage is $7.25 per an hour. Can you say poverty? Okay. Do you think that all politicians and CEOs against the wage increase would be happy living off of $7.25 per an hour? Do you think they can live off of that? No, I don't think so either. Okay. It is to my belief that they only care about their pockets and their friends' pockets. Why would they want to raise the minimum wage to a barely fair living wage for people to take care of their families, not to be homeless, not to have to choose between eating or paying a light bill? Okay. Why would they want to raise the poverty level wage to give Americans, I'm gonna put some quotes up here, to give Americans a chance of actually trying to live? Why would they? In my opinion, it would not help their pockets, okay? They want to continue to eat well themselves. They want to continue to live well in their fancy homes, all right? They don't want to help those less fortunate. Because if they raise the minimum wage to a barely, and I'm going to say a barely fair chance of living, somehow it will hurt their pockets and their fortune. And that's all I have to say about the subject. Okay. All right. So I say when it's time to vote, y'all need to make sure y'all get out there. I know some people say voting don't make a difference, but
oh, it does.
And in a way it does. All right. And it's just two lesser evils. Try to pick the lesser evil that's going to at least help do something in our community. Okay, let's move on to entertainment. Tiger Woods. As you know, Tiger Woods did a terrible accident. Accident where his vehicle rolled over about several times, they said. Femur. He was already having back issues. So the man was really, when they got to him, he was able to say who he was, and the police officer, he almost laughed. He said his name is Tiger. He's like, I immediately remember who he was. So we want to send our prayers out to Tiger Woods. All right, he was moved to another hospital, I heard today. All right, so this accident happened a couple of days ago, but we want to definitely go ahead and get him. That is horrible. And if you saw the accident, it was very lucky for him that he had a seatbelt on, because he probably could have died. So people, that is a lesson within itself. Wear your seatbelt. I know we
want to. The vehicle was destroyed.
It was. It really was. It rolled. It really was. So
and from what I read, that's a very common area for accidents.
Right. They said they had 12 accidents so far, I think this year or last year. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they need to figure out how they're going to.
They need to figure that out.
Yeah, they really do. They need to figure that out for somebody, and I think they said a couple of people have died through that area.
Oh,
that same piece of area that Tiger Woods, that, now they did say they're not going to arrest him. They're not going to press any charges because they don't think it was his fault at all. Yeah. So
they said he wasn't under any drugs or influence of any alcohol. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, they were trying to make sure he didn't do the wrong thing first before they decided to, you know, go ahead and said it was okay. They always trying to make sure somebody high or drunk.
That's it.
Or texting. They just, yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
All right. And this is the last thing before I get to my queens over here. Okay. We're talking about Stand Up Community. For those who know me, know this is my nonprofit organization. Okay. I host a panel of business owners, community leaders, activists, and we discuss the issues and some solutions in the Black community. Stand Up Community is all about the injustices of the Black community, standing up to the crimes in our own community and the lack of education for our children and economic struggles. We could point fingers all day, but if we don't stand up, we will always be in the same place. I'm going to always say that. Our next generation needs us to stand up and rise up and come together with a solution that includes economic and education for our children. Okay. Our panel and how I work it is our panel of everyday people trying to make a difference. We'll discuss with the audience participation what we can do or what we can put in place to heal so our children and next generation can live in a safe environment, free from injustice, lack of education. We want to build their education up, our own education, because they're not even getting the history that they supposed to have as far as Black children. Sure. Learn to open and run their own business and put money back into our communities and continue to build. And I have said this 1,000 times and I posted a lot of time. The Black community spends like $1 trillion. And I think it's, they said it's less than 3% that goes back into the community, less than maybe 1%. That's just ridiculous. We hold our money. We need to put it back into the community to build our streets up, to build our neighborhoods up, to build our community up. Okay. I have held 3. All right. And T Bizzle, she was one of my hosts. 3 sessions, discussions so far. One was with a panel of men and women. She actually, you did all 3, didn't you, Tibiza?
I was getting ready to say, you mean, one of them? I did all 3.
It's just hitting me now. She has hosted all 3 for me. So one was a panel of men and women. The second one was another one with all men. So we got all the men together. And that one was powerful because one of the men, he told a story and it just brought tears, right? And then we had the one with all the women. The sisters got together to discuss what we could do to build our community and to build our men up so they can come in to build this community because we're going to need them to do this, okay? Before the pandemic hit, I was in the process of having the millennials come in and do one. And then the pandemic hit, we can't.
We sure were. I remember that, yes.
Yep. So, I'm thinking, let's get it together. Why not go straight to the source to find out what's going on in the streets, right? Let's hear from them. And there's so many things that's going wrong. We talk about, I know people don't believe it's music, but we got music because they're imitating the music and they thinking that's how it's supposed to be, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not. And if they actually saw who actually sings the music and how they live, they probably would stop, all right? So I am looking for 4 young adults, ages 14 to 35, okay, to participate in the stand-up community titled The Mindful Millennials, okay? As with each panel discussion, we will discuss the problem and the possible solution in the Black community. If you are interested in sitting on the panel and discussing these issues, please send me an email to alice@justmemagazine.com. Or you can go to www.justmemagazine.com and you can just fill out the contact page and reach out to me that way. There are so many solutions, but we need to come together and find one. And even if the one is not the right one, try another and then another. We got to keep going until we get our community together. All right. Mm-hmm. One way or the other. We have to. So let's get this together. Hopefully we can get this by the summer before the kids go back to school. So 14 to 35, I would love for you to sit on a panel and let's just discuss some issues. Now, because of COVID, I don't know if we can actually have it in person and have audience participation. But hey, I think Zoom is working out very well. What you say, ladies? Yeah.
Yeah.
Zoom, 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 zoom,
zoom, zoom, boom, boom,
zoom, zoom. All right. So, ladies. All right. So that is the end of the news. Thank you. Next week we'll have something else. How about that? And I'm actually getting, so you know, I'm actually looking for people who sing, who do comedy, who do monologues. If you do, she was supposed to send hers in a long time ago. I'm not thinking about her. And monologues, spoken word. If you have that, send it to me so I can include it into the show. At the end of the show, you'll be my special guest and you'll be the entertainment for my show. All right, we're making this a real talk show. All right, how about that? All right, ladies and gentlemen, these two ladies, this is a B-Side production, B-Side Studio production, and we have the Buzzing Cousin. These two ladies are friends. They decided to come together and start some mess. That's all I got to say. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, yes. Jumping in the
perfect we definitely time. Have a lot of mess, that's for
a
sure.
A lot of mess, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Christy Johnson, all right? And then at the bottom right here, we have T-Bizzle.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching Jam with Alice. Everybody. Okay. And Alice, I have to correct you. Chrissy and I are cousins. Okay. Thank you very much.
Cousins, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Thank you.
We family.
All right. So, Buzz and Cousins, how do we get this started?
Cousin, you want to bring that one?
Sure.
Go ahead and answer that one.
Yes, Chrissy and I were out in her yard one day. We were planting marijuana seeds. And so we decided, no, I'm just kidding. I'm lying.
I'm telling our business, T. Damn.
I'm sorry. I'm getting like Alice. I'm telling too much.
tell them the one we made up. Come on now.
No, I won't talk about that one. Basically, we decided, after watching other people have their podcasts and shows, how some of them seem like, you know, it's not real. Certain stuff is just, you know, staged for the audience. So we decided to have something here in our own hometown, Chicago, Illinois. I'm in the city. Chrissy's in a beautiful suburb. And we decided to give social media something fresh, something that people can actually really relate to. Mm-hmm. Because, no, we don't go to bars and have fist fights. You know, our kids are not, you know, upstairs streaming on their $1 million, you know, iPods and stuff. We real. Mm-hmm. So that's how we decided to come up with the idea, Buzz and Cousins. Also, because of B-Side, we had to make sure it was a B in it. And then just Chrissy and I's relationship and how we're genuine. This is what we are. We're transparent. This is us every day. We're not going to pretend that we have good days all the time. But we will show you respect when respect is given. So that's how Buzz and Cousins got started.
That's how Buzz and Cousins got started.
And it was all over breakfast.
Yeah.
Brunch, lunch, whatever it was.
Studios.
B-Side. Oof. B-Side is the best side. I just got to tell y'all. Well, you had the CEO and founder on your show just a couple weeks ago, wasn't it? Just like last week or 2 weeks ago, you had Mr. Maurice D. Profit. We call him King Profit.
Yes.
And, you know, we came to him with this idea. You know, we originally T and I were going to do it on like Instagram Live and just be like, you know, just shooting the shit. Right. And then Maurice is like, I question, you got anybody producing this? And I'm like, no, why, what you thinking? And he's like, I think this is something B-Side needs to have their hands on. So he embraced that. He's like, we would love, you know, because he knows the dynamic that T and I have. He's seen it because we've all worked together, you know? And so, you know, B-Side is growing and he is just trying to make it as innovative. And, you know, with the pandemic, we've had to like be more innovative with what we do and pivot. Yeah. Pivot is the word for 2020, I believe. You know, we're doing that. And then, as you know, tomorrow I'm promoting tomorrow night's event, the Black Tape.
Yes.
I know he was just on your show doing that, but I came on as director of brand operations for B-Side last year, and you know, it's just been it's been a blessing, quite honestly, because, you know, I quit my 9-to-5 job to pursue what I love and my passion. And, you know, Maurice gave me that opportunity. And
he is really great when it comes to giving people opportunity. Even myself, absolutely. Talked about it in my interview. Barely any experience in acting, and he'll throw you in there in a minute, right?
Yeah.
He's a great director. He is. I think he deserves all the awards in the world.
Absolutely.
All right, as far as your show, the topics are, oh my God. They are, okay. The first show, I was stunned, okay?
I was too. Are you kidding me? Listen, Alice, that whole show was total improv. Okay. T and I went into this. We're like, okay, let's get our audience to know who we are. No holds barred. You know, T's like, cousin, do you mind if I do a naughty segment? I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. I had no idea that Ralph was coming out until Ralph came out. And I was like, but I was there with y'all. I was like, hey. So this is what we're doing. All right, let's go.
Yeah, I was told, but it was a great show, and yeah. And you couldn't tell that it was improv because you played off each other so well. So
and, that's and, how we are. T and I just have that dynamic, and that's why you know
that chemistry is there. You can see that. You can actually, even last night's show, I got a chance to see a little bit. I came in on a part about the eating disorder, and it was very interesting to me because mm-hmm. that is a subject a lot of people do not like to talk about, right?
No.
The reason that we gain weight because we have so many problems and we use food to be comfort, that makes us comfortable. And you both, I was watching, I'm like, okay, let me see how this is going to go. And they both, ladies and gentlemen, put themselves out there. Mm-hmm. Chrissy went on to say she had problems with it, and T Bilzer said that she had problems with it. And how do you do that in the show? And then you know you got to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Alice, the audience, especially our fans and our viewers, and Alice, you have a lot of followers, especially with Just Me Magazine, mm-hmm. www.justmemagazine.com. You have quite a few followers. Shout out to Bernard Creamer too. I know he watching. Our audience likes for us to be transparent. I don't think you could do it, you know, any other way. Sometimes you get sick of all the, you know, the violence, the negativity, you know, I mean, like I said, it happens, but we're trying to show you as normal people, you know, we don't have to be in Los Angeles, you know, we don't have to be in New York, right here, you know, in Chicago, we're going through the same thing, you know, we're going through COVID, you know, losing job, losing loved ones, money struggles, weight struggles, you know, your mind, this COVID, it done blew my mind. Talk about betcha by golly, wow.
Yeah.
So you know, they like that.
Couldn't even. When you bring up COVID, I was talking to one young lady and she needed to get out, you know, and I think Christy, you was like that at one point where you just staying in was just not there.
No, I am so much an extroverted person. Like I'm like that extrovert introvert combination, but I'm a physical person. Like, you know, when I see you, I'm going to give you the biggest hug. And then, you know, when it came to a sudden stop, like it did, and it was like, okay, well, you can't touch people now. So you can't even go around people. I was like, by the time May hit, I was losing it.
Yeah.
I was losing it because I needed that. I was missing on that interaction with people. And it's like, Zoom can only do so much. You know what I mean? It's like, I needed, yeah. So it messed with a lot. I mean, mental health really took its toll in 2020 for everybody. Yeah, everybody.
I think it did. I think it, for me, I'm an introvert. I can sit in my apartment all day and it wouldn't bother me. I am the one who will go to a party, have a drink. As long as it's good music playing, I'm cool.
And fall asleep. Enjoy yourself. Saw you after Mind Games. Don't
play. Yeah. you remember that, Chrissy? She was
sawing logs on that bed. Like, what is that? Oh, Alice just fell asleep. It's all good.
So I'm an introvert. So this here that happened in 2019, 2020, didn't really bother me, but a couple of people it did. So mental health is a real issue when it comes
it really
to
is.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
So really when you all come with topics like that, you know, what else you all going to be talking about? That's what I'm curious about.
Well, that is going to be a regular segment. That is something that I went to Cousin T and to Maurice about after our first episode. And I said, you know, I really want to start a segment moment for mental health because, you know, I was talking to Angel Simmons, shout out Angel Simmons, Queen Angel. You know, she's a mental health advocate too. And she does all that. And I was like, you know, for whatever reason, in this last year, I feel a very strong, I don't know, God just pulling me to talk about it more and to help people more and to just be there, you know, especially for our younger ones, because like our teenagers and youth who've, I mean, they've had to be stuck at home with us. Yeah. All right. Not just us with them, but with us. And having to do school and everything like that. So like even our younger kids and you know, they need it too. So I just felt very compelled and very strong, like just that tug, like, you know what, this needs to be something we include every month, just a segment, you know, for the mental health. And, you know, I'm going over what we might talk about next month. You know, this month it was easy because this week was National Eating Disorder Awareness Week. So I was like, that's perfect. Because I struggled with one for many years, you know, so.
Oh, wow.
But we'll see.
You're going to have guests on when you come to talk about mental, because I think mental health is very important. You know, it's still a taboo subject and people don't like to talk about it.
And right? That's why we need to talk about it. That's why we need to talk about it. And that's why I love our show so much, because we're able to do that. You know, like T and I, we don't hold back, as you know. We are just going to say it like it is, and
right, no filter,
absolutely not.
I don't think Facebook is ready for that.
But it needs to be addressed, it needs to be talked about, because if we don't talk about it, it's just going to get worse, you know what I mean? And we don't need to be censored. We got this, you know. We might have a very special guest coming on in May. But I can't tell you who that is, but we'll see.
Why even bring it up? See, this is what they do to me. All right. Every time.
I like to tease people.
Right.
She's a teaser.
You have a husband at home. Go tease him.
You know, we do talk about that a lot.
Well, you know, there's no talking. He doing the working and you doing the listening.
So TVs, will you be doing some more kind of comedy on Buzz and Cousins?
Yes, that we're gonna have some of the comedy along with my song of the month, and of course the nasty moment with T Bizzle. We're gonna make sure we keep that in the show. That thing, Ralph already has his own Instagram page, and he's been trying to text other people behind my back.
Trying to slide in their DMs. I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna have to take away his phone. You know, because I don't play that. You know, we together, we go together.
Yeah.
So you know, either you be loyal to me or.
Yeah, we gotta go. Yeah. So Alice, so you can look forward to that. Like, we will maintain that moment for mental health segment, and then we will maintain that naughty segment, T Bizzle's naughty time. We'll come up with a cool name for it. T will be like, you know.
I'm pretty sure. What else can we look forward to? I know I'm coming around, so I hope I get to see you guys out live somewhere.
Yes, you will. We do plan to do that once it warms up a little bit. You know, we're going to go out on the deck and, you know, have our drinks and sit on the deck and just chit chat. And, you know, we're definitely going to have some lives once the weather warms up for sure.
Oh, wow. So, and that is perfect. And how can one see your show? I know it's on Facebook, but when can we look forward to it?
Okay. Do you want to answer that? Or you want me to answer that? Like, for when we're going to be together?
I like it when the boss, you know, whatever, because you see, you're the reason. I'm going to tell America, it's always good to have a mixed family. See, so when you have a white cousin, you get good credit. So we'll be on every week coming up when the COVID breaks, because I know it's going to break. Right now, we're just doing once a month. So we're trying to, you know, get a feel to, you know, to see what you all are really, really, really interested in, what you do like, what you don't like. We're working where you'll be able to call in. We got a lot going on. But see, if we tell you too much, you know, we can't let the secret out. See, you tell anything to Alice on Jam with Alice, Alice going to tell it. So don't tell Alice shit.
We gotta hold some of that shit close to the vest.
Yeah. If you don't want nothing out, don't tell it. Because Alice like Wendy Williams. Alice be talking about some, how you jamming?
Listen, I won't tell. And then my fan base.
Lies. Don't believe it, y'all. Just jam with her, but don't believe her. She'll tell it.
So, ladies, I want to thank you for coming on tonight. I really...
Thank you for having us.
Oh. I've been wanting y'all. I told you before when y'all first did the show, I'm like, y'all got to come on the show. Yeah. Chrissy was like, okay, yeah, just tell me when. I like that.
I was like, let's do it.
Right.
She's always like that. I didn't give you no fight. You know what, Alice? You have so many platforms. I want to be all of them. You've got a lot of platforms. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you could come up with Slide with Alice. I want to be on there. You know, Slide. Ooh. You know, it don't matter. You have... like I said, again, the audience loves you. I know you don't be thinking that, but I'm telling you, Chrissy and I watch it. You have at least over 2 million viewers, along with your magazines, both your magazines. And I see you out there modeling. I saw some of your modeling pictures, mm-hmm. you know, where you had you and the girls on some of your pictures. So, you know, I support anything that you do. Well, you know, I was letting the audience know, you know.
You know what, people? This is one thing that I'm an advocate of. T-Bills will tell you this, and so to Chrissy, big. I'm a big person on supporting. T-Bills will get on me a whole lot because we also are friends outside of this. And she said, "Oh, you know, stop supporting everybody." But this is just who I am. I just want to help her. I think that when your friends are doing something, it should be easy to go and support them because they're your friend. You want to show them love. Right. And even if it's something that you can't buy from them, mm-hmm. tell another person. Maybe somebody else can buy from them. Share their posts, like their posts, make a comment, subscribe. It doesn't cost you anything to do those things. All right. To help build who you say that you love. And I support everybody. I support these two. You know, they first show, I was right there. All right. I went on try to hit every platform I hit. Chrissy platform, then I turn around with the Bizzle platform, and then I turn around and hit B Side platform.
Yep.
I can't forget my B. I cannot forget him. Okay.
No, you can't. We love King Prophet. Yeah. King is something else. And Alice, don't be telling no tales on me. I didn't tell you don't support everybody, man. Don't be lying on me. I said don't support those that don't support you. That's what I said. Oh, I said what I said.
There's a difference.
Yeah, that she know what I mean.
Oh, I know Alice what you mean.
Alice is a giver, and yes. She does a lot of things for free, and I feel it goes unappreciative. She has a great gift. She makes, I mean, come on now. She has her own magazine. Who has that?
Two of them.
I don't have my two own magazine. Them. Right. She got two of them. And then she got three shows, you know. Next thing you know, she become with her own clothing line, you know. Boswell breastwear, you know. I mean, you just don't know what she's gonna do next. But yes,
Alice, you need to come up with that because I like that name. It's very good. Yeah. I'd buy it.
Girls, okay. So
I would buy it because we were just talking about lifting the breasts last night. So.
Yeah.
Get on that, sis. Know.
I mean, go ahead and get it made. You know, you got other people out here selling stuff. So you need to sell your Boswell breastwear. But no, I meant what I said, and I'm serious about that. You and Maurice are so kind, and you'll give a nobody that felt like a nobody and make them feel like a somebody once mm-hmm. they work with you. You know, I just don't believe in supporting people that will suck you dry. I am not a fan of that. I'm not. I'm not a fan of people that are opportunists. You know, that just, it rubs me the wrong way, mm-hmm. you know, and especially in the comedy field. I've worked with some wonderful comedians, Just Niece, Lady Lunchabelle, you know, Corey Boyd Bell. It is great comedians out there that are giving. And then again, you have that set of comedians and actors and singers here in Chicago. They don't want to network. They just want it to be about me, me, me. And the world is not like that. You have to share. Sharing is caring. And you do that a lot. And I want you to get your respect So I'm going to always tell you, you know, support who support you, because you just have a big heart. You try to do everything for everybody. And sometimes you can't do that because people don't appreciate.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that very much. I really do. I appreciate that so much. And I think the same thing about you, both of you ladies. You both are supportive. You, T-Bills, are you very supportive? And you're mm-hmm. a great friend. And she get on my nerve. So, and she used to say I used to abuse her, but I never abuse her. She just get on my nerve sometimes.
I got the scar. It's right here where she stabbed me 3 years ago on Chicago Girlfriend. Lord. It would not go away. Yeah, she's abusive.
You don't believe
but
it.
I love her.
This interview just took a different turn right now.
That's why I said 30 minutes from 30 to an hour. Okay, I tried to say goodbye about 10 minutes ago.
But you know, it's us, so.
It's us. It's us. It's us. Okay. All right. Hey, I want to know, before we actually go, I need to know more about the Black. Tell us about the Black.
Oh, yes. Get now, that's you, cousin. Talk about that Black tape, honey.
The Black tape. Okay. Well, you know, Maurice was on here doing promoting that, but I'm really excited because, like, I saw the promo and I looked at producer and my name was there. And I was like,
ah!
I texted Maurice. I'm like, best friend, King Prophet. I'm like, really? I'm like, what? And he's like, have you checked your IMDb lately? I'm like, well, no. And then I go and I'm like, what? So anyway, that's one of the things I do love about Maurice, is that he is so much about giving credit to people and sharing that, and, like, you know, knows when you're working hard, you're going to get the kudos. You're going to get that. And there's a lot of places, a lot of people you could work with that just take advantage of you, you know, and you could do everything and get no grat. It's not like you need money. You just need a thank you. Just like, hey, thanks for your appreciation.
Yes.
That's the word I'm looking for. But getting back to the Black tape.
Black tape.
This is, I'm excited, y'all. So as you know, every year for the last 20 plus years, Powerhouse Productions, which was run and started by Maurice's mother, Valerie Prophet, may she rest in peace, Miss Valerie Prophet. Started Powerhouse Productions back in Schaumburg over 20 years ago, because as we know, Schaumburg is a predominantly white suburb. Okay. And she was wanting to bring, like, some culture, and, like, you know, we need to highlight Black History Month. It's so important. And so that became a thing in Schaumburg. Like, every year they were on the calendar, this is your night, you're going to have your show. And it's been going on for 20 plus years. You know, Maurice helped with that, whatever. I mean, he already said that. Of course, this year, COVID. So we can't, the theaters closed. Because, I mean, normally me and T have been in the productions. Alice, you were in one of the productions when we did Adultish together. That's how I met you guys. We did Adultish together. So, you know, unfortunately with the pandemic. So when Maurice and I were sitting there talking, what are we going to do? You know, he's like, this is what my thoughts are. And he had brought up this virtual event, and he's like, just taking scenes from shows over the years, highlighting that, the actors, bringing the actors on, interviewing them. I'm like, this is why you are who you are, because you're brilliant. You're absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes, he is.
And he's just like, all right, deal. And then he just started going to work at it. He found the scenes. He talked to the actors. He's put this whole thing together. And it's going to be available in virtual reality as well.
Wow.
I mean, that's not very popular right now. I mean, it's a work in progress, I'm sure. But, like, he's on that. He's just like, we are not messing around. B-Side is here to... make sure we're making our mark and you know our names.
Yeah.
Period. That's period.
Yes.
So I'm very excited. You guys have probably been bombarded on your timeline by B-Side, by Maurice, by me, by my professional page, everything with promo for at least the last 2 or 3 weeks for this event. Yes. So it's tomorrow night, 7 p.m. You guys want to spend it with us, and it's free. It's free. It's a free event. So if you've
ever, free.com.
Free. As Maurice said last night, it's free 99. So, you know, yeah. And it's family friendly. All the shows have always been family friendly. You know, you know, Last Night is King is one of the shows that's going to be highlighted with Andre Robinson and Fox Dorsey. And I'm so excited to see that that collaboration between the two of them, because it's such a powerful, monumental scene. And when Maurice was talking about that, how Andre plays the role of Martin Luther King Jr. And made me think, you know, my oldest daughter started learning about MLK, of course, way when she was younger in school, whatever. And that has always been a very important day for her. Like, she will on MLK Day decorate the house, make drawings. She will come up with an I Have a Dream speech of her own and just talk about it. You know, she like he his whole history has been very influential for her, you know, and that it's really great to see that it could go anywhere. Young, old, not so young, you know, every age group and every color of the rainbow. So, you know, come and watch it. It's going to be on Facebook, live on Facebook, B-Side Studios Facebook page. Go follow it. It'll be there. YouTube. Right. It's going to be live on YouTube as well. And then it will also be on the virtual reality on Facebook. So if you've got those cool glasses.
Yeah.
Be on stage with everybody.
Look, you're confused, Alice. She's like, what glasses? Right, the virtual glasses, Alice. The ones that those go to the game.
Virtual reality ones.
And they big like this. Oh,
really? Yeah, exactly.
Where are they?
Yeah, they're exactly just like what T is wearing. Just big like that. And then it's just like, you know. Yeah, it's really
y'all
cool.
Y'all know I'm a square, right? So
yeah.
All right. Well, then, for you would be Facebook and YouTube. So pick one.
Yeah. She's looking like, what glasses? What you talking about? These, Alice, the fake ones that you look at the video games with. She's slow, boy. Woo!
We love her. We love you, Alice.
Ladies, before we get going, there's something I started on the Jam with Alice show that I'm. Want to see how it works. And this is the first one that worked pretty well. So I'm going to ask you some questions. So I have two of you, so you get a chance to both answer.
Ooh, okay.
The questions. Y'all ready?
Uh-oh. She didn't took a breathe and moved her booty in that chair. I'm scared. Come on.
So I took a drink of water because we'll you see what happens.
Well, they're not bad questions. All right. Yeah. All right. One. I am inspired by Chrissy.
Oh my gosh. I am inspired by kindness. I'm inspired by kindness.
T. Bizzle.
I am inspired by edibles. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I need one right now. I'm inspired by music. I don't know how to describe it. What is that music when it's just the waters and you hear the sounds and the nature sounds. That's what I'm inspired by.
Okay. All right. Don't ever take away T Bizzle. You finish it up. Don't ever take away.
Ooh. Don't ever take away chocolate.
Chrissy.
Ooh. Now, if we want to go funny, we'll go funny. Don't take away my wine.
Oh, okay.
Don't. We're going to have problems. Yeah.
Look it up.
See, there you go, Alice. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. We're going to have problems if you take away my wine.
All right. My pet peeve is, Chrissy.
What was it? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
My pet peeve is
ignorance.
Okay. T. Bizzle.
My pet peeve is blowing your damn nose while I'm eating my food.
Mm. Who does that?
I ain't finna bust people out. Too many people.
Oh, all right.
I can't stand that. I'm eating my damn food, and here you come. I don't even want the damn food now because I'm thinking about your damn nose.
You just got me with that one right there.
Get on my damn nerves. That's a pet peeve.
And that is a pet peeve. I love any one of you can start. I love.
I love the both of you.
Aw, I love you too.
Love you too. Chrissy?
Well, I love my cousin and I love my family, my babies.
Aww.
And my babies and my hubby.
My favorite vacation spot is...
Oh.
Now this can be future and you've been to it, something.
Castaway Key in the Bahamas. It's the Disney private island. The Disney private island. You put my booty right there on that beach with that water. I'm in heaven.
Okay. Bizzle.
My favorite vacation spot, thanks to my cousin, Danielle Johnson, who got married there, is the Dominican Republic. Oh, that's my God. It was.
Okay. And that gives segue into the next question because we got two more. All right. All right. Chrissy, I know you're married, but my best date is.
Ooh.
Or was the best date I ever had was.
Best date, huh?
Yeah, best date.
I had to think back.
That long.
So the best date I ever had actually was with my husband.
Okay.
And we had gone to see Phantom of the Opera downtown.
Oh.
And we went to dinner. I mean, this was like BC, you know, before children when we had a little extra money. Went to dinner at the 95th room, signature room at the John Hancock building.
Beautiful place.
Went and saw Phantom of the Opera and then went for a carriage ride to close out the night. And it was for my birthday.
Oh, wow.
Oof, that is a date that I will never forget.
That sounds lovely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you better have brought it up because I wouldn't want you to have to sleep on the couch tonight. Okay. T-Bizzle, your best date.
You know, I have to be honest. I really haven't had a best date because I'm so romantic and I don't even think, my first husband, I just haven't, you know, I have been told that I am too mushy, too lovey-dovey. So I really haven't had a best date. Yeah, the best date that I would like it to be like that scene in Jason's lyric where they were in that little boat and he was rubbing her feet and putting oil and water on it. And then they had mad hot sex in that field of lilies.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I would like to have a best date. But I haven't been blessed yet with a man that appreciates me for me.
Yeah,
he's out there.
Yeah,
he's there.
He's out there.
I guess he's going to come when Jesus comes, but I'm going to sit back and wait.
I guess you're going to be waiting a very long time.
I guess so.
Final question. The best advice you would give someone in regards to two things, life and in regards to career.
Okay, I'll jump in that one first. In regards to career, I am going to definitely say it is never too late to start. Whenever you start, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, do it. One of the reasons why I say that is because that's how I feel. I'm experiencing that. I put a lot of things on hold, you know, to raise children. And I'm going to tell everybody, do not do that. When you feel it, do it. And a lady that really motivated me was that lady that played the Queen Mother in the Black Panther movie. That was her first time ever getting an acting role. And I believe she is in her 70s. And she really rocked that role out. What was the other one, Alice? You said career and life. Try. This is how I think, you know, this is part of how I got my name again, Bizzle, because some of my friends that have been throughout my life when I lost my grandmother and my grandfather and my dad was murdered, I felt really alone. But the attitude that I've always carried, especially with me finding my birth mother after 47 years here in 2021, try to always, if you can in life, have a forgiving heart. If you just nasty and bitter and hold on to what the way people treat you, you won't get nowhere. So try, if you can, you know, dig down deep inside your heart and soul and try to have a forgiving heart. Because when you want somebody to forgive you, if you made a mistake, something you could have, you know, you might not have been thinking at the time, you know, you might not have been, you know, who you are now. Mm-hmm. So I always tell everybody, you know, be forgiving. You know, I can't hold a grudge for 40 years and be bitter and all. You get sick. That's how people die, holding on to grudges and being mad. So try to have a forgiving heart if you can.
It's true. It's true.
All right, Christy, you up.
Ooh, I got to follow that. Okay. Cousin, lay on that heavy stuff. No, but like, I agree with cousin on the life, you know, have a forgiving heart. You know, my grandmother always raised me to just be a compassionate, kind, loving person and to put others before yourself and to always try to find the good in somebody. You know, I know it's not always easy. And yes, there are some people where it's like, is there really any good in you? And, you know, that's something she taught me. And what I tell the girls, my girls, I'm just like, just be yourself, be genuine, be kind. Above everything, be kind, because that's going to get you so much farther in life. You know, what's that saying? You're going to catch more flies with honey than vinegar, right? You know, and yeah, and just have that compassion and empathetic heart, you know, just be real. As far as career, I agree. Like, live your passion, live what you were put on this earth to do. I can't even say live your dream, because a good friend of mine that I used to work with, he put it into more perspective. He goes, why do we always call it living the dream? Why don't we look at it as this is what we were put on this earth to do? Mm. You know what I mean? That's what we were put on this earth to do, but yet we were doing all these other things because we felt we needed to, you know, because we had to fit the norm, you know? So live what you were put on this earth to do. It's definitely not going to be easy. But it'll work itself out, you know, give yourself that time and just go for it. Life is too short. You know what I'm saying? Just go for it. Make that jump.
Beautiful. Ladies, thank you very much for coming on Jam with Alice. Once again, we are going to get out of here, people. We're not going to stay any longer. But thank you for coming on. Make sure you catch these ladies, Buzzing Cousins, once a month. The last Thursday of the month, you need to make sure you catch it. You'll see the flyers running all across, because make sure it's out there. Okay. Yes. Make sure you come tomorrow, Instagram Live and Facebook Live. You should see Black Tape. You do not want to miss it at all. I'm not going to miss it. So please do not miss it.
Yeah.
Christy Johnson, T Bizzle, thank you very much for coming on Jamming with Alice. And I'm so excited. I can't wait to go back and look at this. This is the first live show. So I'm a little bit slow on this. The ladies look a little bit better than I do. I'm still sexy.
You are very sexy, Miss Queen.
You glowing tonight. Yeah. I bet not hear nothing about Ralph being over there too, because it looked like something vibrating on your desk.
No, I probably need to borrow Ralph for a couple of days, but no.
Girl, we're gonna fight. Ain't no more best friends here.
Oh my God. See, this again, we've turned this conversation way over there. It's over there now. So
make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you follow Just Me Magazine. I'm sorry. I do want you to follow Just Me Magazine, Facebook, Instagram, and Instagram. All right, before I say no, right? Make sure you follow Jam with Alice group. Okay. If you have a story to tell me, please send it on. If I mention it on the show, you get a $10 gift card. Be sure you subscribe on the YouTube channel. All right. Just Me Magazine. And hit the notification bell so you will know when I put up yes. that video, which is usually every week I end up doing this. You can catch this again in a couple of more days, usually on Friday or Saturday is when it's upload. And then you can catch it on Buzzsprout as well, podcast, because you're going to hear the podcast as well. So this is will be a part of it as well. Make sure you reach out to me if you want to be on the panel. You're between the ages of 14 and 35, and you would like to be on the panel of Stand Up Community. We'd love to have you. To discuss the issues in the Black community. We definitely need to get this together. And we would love to hear from the young people to see exactly what's going on in the streets and what it is that we need to help you with so we can build a stronger community, a stronger Black community. I'm Alice Boswell. And as these ladies have said, and y'all know I say it all the time, so they actually put it into a story for me. Find your fire, be true to who you are, and whatever you do, you need to inspire along the way, because that's how we're going to exceed, inspiring each other. Once again, I'll see you next week. Thank you, ladies.
And thank you, Alice. Thank you.
Thank you. I had fun jamming with Alice. Thank you.
Me too.